USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that all school districts in his state will reopen in the fall. COVID-19 infection rates are well below the required targets set by the state's Department of Health at this time. Cuomo said during a teleconference, "Good news, all schools can reopen. We have the best infection rate in the country." School districts are allowed to make their own decisions about reopening or what degree to reopen. If they can do in-person school, it is up to them. Cuomo said the state will be able to bring the same level of intelligence to school reopening that it brought to the economic reopen, saying if anyone can do it, we can. School districts will be expected to submit reopening plans by the end of next week. Plans will cover issues like what happens if a student tests positive. Students in at least five states have already tested positive for coronavirus after going back to school. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The United States imposed immediate sanctions on Hong Kong officials, including the pro-China leader of the government, accusing them of roles of squashing freedom in the former British colony. The Treasury Department announced sanctions on Carrie Lam, the leader of the government in Hong Kong, and a number of other officials. These sanctions are the latest in a string of actions the Trump administration has taken targeting China as the tensions between the two nations rise. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, tweeted, "We will not stand by while the people of Hong Kong suffer brutal oppression at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party." More than 80,000 pilots, flight attendants, and other airline workers face unpaid time off and uncertain futures stemming from COVID-19. Beyond vacationers, major U.S. carriers have lost lots of business travelers as the coronavirus continues its spread. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian said after the Atlanta-based carrier reported a record-adjusted quarterly loss of $2.8 billion last month that, "I don't think we'll ever get back entirely to where we were in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge has dismissed House Republicans' lawsuit to invalidate a House rules change allowing members to vote remotely due to COVID-19. Judge Rudolph Contreras ruled that federal courts have little power to regulate strictly legislative acts. The lawsuit, filed by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in D.C. District Court, contended that proxy voting in the White House is unconstitutional. A resolution to change House rules to allow for members to vote from home temporarily passed largely among party lines in May. Republicans argued that representatives are essential workers and should be present at the U.S. Capitol to vote, but Democrats say it was safer to limit travel amid the pandemic. Many House members are older than 65 and part of a demographic particularly vulnerable to the virus. Of the 23 million people who lost a job early in the pandemic, more than 6.5 million of them worked in the food and beverage industry. A recent report predicts up to 230,000 restaurants could permanently close by the end of 2020. Now, restaurant owners have banded together to form the Independent Restaurant Coalition, which has the backing of some U.S. culinary industry's top names, and they're lobbying Congress to pass a $120 billion bailout for small and mid-sized restaurants. The group launched new TV ads starring Morgan Freeman, aimed at urging Congress to help these restaurants survive COVID-19. The Restaurant Coalition says its effort has already prompted thousands of calls to Congress and nearly 200 co-sponsors for the legislation in both the House and Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.